Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can listen to the Warn Radio episodes on Dana Glenn Smith and warn-usa.com. And Warn Radio is on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music and Podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. And don't miss the featured posts this week of our in-depth biblical articles and radio shows, featured on both warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com, The Eternal Winds of the Inevitable. And featured on danaglennsmith.com, Prophetic Winter of Our Discontent, Power of Faith Over Fear. Featured on warn-usa.com, Enemies of the Cross of Jesus Christ, Obedience of Faith, Book of Romans, Part 31, Faith Believing Unseen. And don't miss these weekly shows of the WIBR Warn Radio on Wednesday, February 28th, Modern Martyrs, End Time World, Killing Christians, Food Insecurity, Attack American Churches, Advocacy Persecuted at Warn Radio. Thursday, February 29th, Jerusalem's Praise, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 207 on Battle Lines. And Friday, March 1st, Sound the Shofar, The Word of the Lord God and Man, Part 8. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman Dana G. Smith. It's a story of personal survival, the struggle of a nation, and the love of two people set amidst the prophetic landscape of perilous times. Check out The Rising. He who opposes rises. Believers overcome by faith. When he who opposes rises. Believers overcome by faith. And you can get your copy of The Rising on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Walmart, Google Play, Angus & Robertson, and many more. And The Rising ebook can be found on Google Play. And you can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian Books and Resource Shop. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's wonderful to be here on this Wednesday, March 6th.
March 6th.
Yep.
You know, that's the first quarter, January, February, March.
Yep. We're into the last month of the first quarter.
Yeah. You and I have talked all of our lives, it seems, how fast time goes.
Oh, I know. It's just...
And, of course...
Amazing.
You know, for those that are wondering how the divide is doing in America, the Democrats hate Trump even more today because he took, what is it, 15 of the 16 states. And he
on
has,
Super Tuesday?
Yeah, and he has 900 and some odd, you know, delegates or whatever that is.
Yeah, that's a lot. I wonder how many delegates are out there to get.
Well, he has to get up to 1,200 and something.
Huh.
But at any rate, there's a lot of hatred. There's a lot of divisiveness in America. And the Democrats just cannot seem to want to play nice. And, you know, Charles Barkley was caught, and I ran across his, you know, someone reporting on him who, you know, he was threatening to, you know, hit any black that wears a Trump mugshot, you know, shirt.
T-shirt.
They're famous.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
Yeah, that's garbage. And Barkley, you ain't that tough and you ain't that good, so.
And why can't other people have an opinion different from yours? What's wrong with that?
Why do you have to be so selfish and self-centered? And there's a lot of them like that in the Democrat Party, but there's also a lot of people that are totally lawless, that hate, and they kill and rob whenever they can. America is full of this stuff. I've been warning America, along with Tower, for many, many years. And I can tell you that you can go back with us 20 or 30 years, and we will tell you what America was going to be like. We've been doing it that long. And even before that.
Only I didn't think that it was going to be this extreme.
But it's, America is in a lot of trouble. And, you know, I can tell you personally from what I believe and what I know and what the Lord has impressed me with. And that is this year is one of those years that is going to be... filled with dark events. There's going to be a lot of hatred in people's hearts. Now, there's also, that just means something good isn't happening. See, whenever you get this bad, you know, the Lord uses that and people end up getting saved. They wake up and they come to the Lord. And we've had a number of big revivals. And Franklin Graham's been touring the entire southern border practically. And he's had a tremendous response down there to the gospel. And that's what we need in this country. And so, you know, God is using that to reach Americans, you know, and others to wake up. So that's the good part.
Yes, it is.
And so the one thing you need to do is trust in the Lord. You know, getting violent, being hateful, be respectful. Trust the Lord, you know, and focus on that.
That's right.
Don't focus on the bad. Focus on the good things. So, with that, we're going to start this show. We're up front now. And I know Tower, every day when we do the broadcast, she talks about the Rising. Well, the Rising was published again, our little... thing, and this happens, so we bring that out on a regular basis, not just the Rising, but other posts, so they can be seen. And this isn't a post, this is more of a thing to help you find out where to get things at, like where's our featured book page for the Rising, and where is our Christian book and resource shop, and things like that. And so you can go on over there at danaglennsmith.com and you can check out, you know, our ad over there for it, you know, and that is the book page. And I'm going to read this. This is a little byline that we have for the book, and I believe Tower read it, but you need to hear this twice. The Rising, a Christian fiction thriller, a story of personal survival, the struggle of a nation and the love of two peoples set amid the prophetic landscape of perilous times. Check out The Rising. When he who opposes rises, believers overcome by faith. And, you know, it's important for you to pay attention to this book. I wrote this book before a lot of the things ever even began. Before all this COVID and everything else, I wrote this book well in advance of all the troubles we've had. And this Rising is set in America. And it features intense trouble, and there's a lot of things in this I put in this book that is prophetic that addresses exactly what's happening here. And so, and the Rising picture for the book is a very unique picture. I took it myself, and it is way up in the high mountains, and it was on a full moon. And I went outside, and as I went outside, we had a flag out there. And that flag was dazzling in the moonlight late at night. And so that's where the cover of the book come from, The Rising. So, The Rising, when we really discuss that, The Rising is something where among the corridors of powers, there's a legion of devotees that wants this one that is rising to take over everything. This one would be normally known as the Dark One or the Beast. The Antichrist, more familiar. And yet, although he's rising, his day has not yet arrived. But he is elusive, powerful, but no one really knows just how dangerous he is. Except for a few. And our hero in this, along with his wife, who he marries in this story, know who this is. Because both of these used to work in black ops, and they got out of it, and so they know who this is. So The Rising is a story of deliverance, faith, power, and the inner struggles within as an evil that is beyond all evils engulfs all those who face it, all those who were living in America at the time. It's a Christian fiction thriller, so don't forget that. And so one of the phrases I have here is, when he who opposes rises, believers overcome by faith. When he who opposes, that is the Dark One, the Antichrist, and he's rising in this book. And believers, what you have to do is overcome by faith, and that's clear in the tribulation. That's clear in the book. And we overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. We love it our lives, not unto the death. And our hero in this, along with his wife, is a hardcore sniper, black ops sniper. And he's one of the best. And he's learned how to be secretive, elusive, and necessary. But he wanted out. He got tired of it. He had bad dreams. He couldn't get rid of them. He wasn't a Christian. And so this takes off. Our first book was Steal the Darkness, where you really learn the darkness of where it all began. And this one is a little further along. This is the next chapter, and those and how they're caught up in it, and they're in America, and how they overcome. So be sure to, you know, you can find it on Amazon and Walmart. They have our ebook online. And it's on Ingram. It's at Ingram. And then there's Books A Million and Barnes & Noble. All those, you can get it. And it's on Google Play, the ebook is.
And it's on many other places, but you can go over to our website at warren-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. I have ads on all those. Just simply click on the ads, and it'll take you to where you can look at the book. And some of the links will take you to our bookstore, and then you click on that, and you'll be able to get clear through to where it is and where you can pick it up. So don't forget to check out The Rising by Dana Glenn Smith. Read it. Leave a comment. You can send me the comment on our websites through our contact page. But we look to get this into the hands of as many patriots and others as we can, and people who enjoy this. And make no mistake, this is gut-churning, this is excitement, but you're going to find some good times too, because Mac happens to like to go fishing and hunting. He likes the mountains, and Mac has plenty of money because of the way he worked before, and so this thing has everything in it. So check it out, The Rising. By Dana Glenn Smith, a Christian fiction thriller. Pass it on to your friends. So, check it out. Now, Tower, we're going to be doing Global Christian Relief. And they're a good organization.
Yes, they are.
And this is about North Korea. And, you know, I mean, we can look at America and what's happening here, and you can kind of think, you know, or compare your situation with them. But nobody can really compare themselves to North Korea. It is so tough, so closed. So at any rate, we get a lot of these various organizations writing us, and, you know, they send us these things on a regular basis, and
I think North Korea's got to be the worst country out there.
Yeah, I do too. I think it is. North Korea has once again made national news with reports focused on the authoritarian nation's nuclear capabilities and recent missile tests. But there's another important topic that the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about, the plight of North Korean Christians.
Yeah.
And we've talked about North Korea for a long, long time. And it's a closed country. They estimate it, nobody knows for sure, 400,000 believers. And when it says they live secret lives of faith, you better believe that's what they do. They don't even let their kids know. It is that dangerous. And following Jesus is a criminal act. Now, it can cost them their life. It can cost their whole family, everybody, to be put in prison for life. And that's the way it is. And it's the devil. You know, that's the devil's nation, but there's Christians there. And it's just unbelievable, you know, how this country operates with that kind of a thing. And, you know, China is about like that, but not quite. So when they're trying to get out of there, they go to one place, usually South Korea. And they can escape religious persecution. They can escape the food scarcity in North Korea. They can escape the government misinformation and brainwashing, because they report their own news, but they don't tell you the truth. And, of course, anytime you flee North Korea, it is dangerous, it's tough. And, of course, if they're caught, they're returned to North Korea in hard labor or torture and even death. Now, the reason that they brought this up is to give you a look at North Korea, but to tell you about a North Korean refugee by the name of Jung Hee. That is a fake name and alias. And alongside her aging mother and father, they began the 3,000-mile journey to freedom, passing through icy cold rivers and treacherous mountain passes. "I was afraid of being caught," she recalls. "It was really scary." And once this brave little family arrived in South Korea, they ran into a community of Christians who helped get them established. And for the first time, she held a Bible in her hands.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I can't even remember the first time I held a Bible.
I was young.
And being in America, it's hard to believe that people are out there, they're like that. There are people like that.
Don't have access to a Bible.
Yeah. So when you assist someone like Jung Hee, you're helping to grow the church in East Asia. And she explained why she chooses to share the gospel with her fellow North Koreans. She says, "There are people who don't know God, and I want to let them know." So the reason I'm reading this story is, I would like you to go to globalchristianrelief.org. That's globalchristianrelief.org, and donate to help these persecuted Christians, these Christians like Jung Hee, and every donation helps. And I've seen them. Actually, you want to go back into North Korea.
Yes.
And they want to take Bibles back to their fellow Christians. And these people are willing to risk it all. And so as we're in here in America that is unstable, we have division, we hate, we have millions of illegals that are not Americans, that don't know what it's like to be a true American. But the America that is true, the America that as it once was, is gone now. I was told many, many years ago that America, as I knew it, would cease to exist. I would know it. I would see it. And I can truthfully tell you, the America that I know it, or Tower knows it, or many of our age who knew the America, it's gone. It's replaced by division and hatred, lust, sin, and many other things.
A terrible tragedy.
Yeah. And what we want to do is restore America, not see it destroyed. So we're appealing to the Lord and praying to Him to heal and restore America. But yet, I have warned for many, many years in detail about judgment coming to America. And one day, it's going to hit. We just pray that God will grant us grace and help us to restore it for a while.
Yes, amen.
So with that, don't forget globalchristianrelief.org and donate something to help these persecuted Christians. And Global Christian Relief has a lot of different options, a lot of different people they're helping. But this is about Jung Hee, a North Korean Christian and her family, who is now in South Korea, and they're going to need help. So we need to give to help her. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
This story is attacks against American churches doubled. There were 432 acts, hostile acts against Christians in the U.S. in 2023, a new report claims. Anti-Christian hatred is accelerating in the United States, according to a Christian nonprofit that has tracked violence against U.S. churches since 2018. The Washington, D.C.-based Family Research Council released its annual hostility against churches report this week, finding that there were 436 hostile incidents against churches in 2023. This is more than double the number tracked in 2022 and more than eight times as many as the group found in 2018. The group said it used publicly available data to track 915 acts of hostility against churches over the past 6 years. Most of the incidents were acts of vandalism. The report also found gun-related incidents, arson and bomb threats used against churches. From January 2018 to November 2023, there were at least 709 occurrences of vandalism, 135 arson attacks or attempts, 22 gun-related incidents, 32 bomb threats, and 61 other incidents, assaults, threats, interruption of worship service, etc. In 39 cases, multiple sorts of hostility occurred, vandalism and arson, the report states. Anti-Christian hostility reaching unprecedented levels in culture, government under Biden, observers warn. And this story comes to us from Fox News, and if you'd like to read more on the story, you can go to foxnews.com and read Attacks Against Churches Doubled in 2023, report warn. This, you know, Dana, I would have never imagined anything like this would ever, ever happen in the United States.
I know. But, you know, we've talked about it a little bit, and we've noticed it, but there's a lot of stuff you don't see. And today, with the hatred, especially towards Christians here, and we knew the way America was going, it would be here sooner or later. And, you know, this is not going to be the end of it either.
No.
These attacks and this division in America is not going away. Not unless America truly repents. But we have a lot of pride, a lot of wickedness, and we have a lot of murderers here, thieves. We have a lot of people that are coming across the border that aren't nice. They're not Christians. They're murderers. They're thieves. They're thugs. And they're wicked. And so, the unfortunate thing of it is, the innocent American is the one that's going to lose out.
That's right.
So the next one up is Nigeria. Terrorists kill Christians, which is not unusual. But over 3 days, and if we go back into February, you know, the 16th through the 19th, Islamist terrorists killed 23 Christians, injured 10, kidnapped 5, and set 28 houses ablaze across multiple villages. Now, locals are unsure if the attacks were coordinated by the same perpetrators or separate incidents. They invaded the Qassam community in Kara County of Benue State, which there's a lot of stuff that happens in Benue, B-E-N-U-E, and they burned 6 people alive and kidnapped 5 others, including a well-known banker. Then in the early morning of February 18th, suspected Islamic terrorists killed 11 Christians, burned down 28 houses in the Adama Dutsi village in Kaduna State. You'll hear a lot about Kaduna State as well.
Mm-hmm.
Villagers who confirmed the attack said the attackers were on many motorcycles, shouted, "Allah Akbar, God is greatest." Now you see, I've explained in times past how all these people are getting killed. These people live in simple villages, mud huts. Many of them don't even have a regular roof. You know, they have a thatched roof. Some of them may live in thatched houses. But the thing of it is, I explained that they've got not just motorcycles. They'll have one ride driving, and they will also have the ability for one guy to drive and shoot with the rifle. They've got them mounted. And they've got Jeeps that are mounted like that. And they go into these villages and start shooting. And, of course, these villages, they don't have guns. And if they do, there's not enough of them. They're Christians. I mean, I've yet in all these years heard of Christians actually repelling an attack. I can't remember one attack.
Yeah. And they always attack at night when they're most vulnerable.
Yeah, and they never repel them. And then on the other hand, the Islamic terrorists are doing this as part of their jihad and the end of days. So, and many residents were asleep when the terrorists launched the early morning attack. Police came 7 hours after the attack to take photos and ask questions. And there's a tension now in his village. We are killed because of our faith in Jesus.
That's true.
Absolutely. A day later, suspected terrorists attacked a Christian community in Katsina, the home state of former President Muhammadu Buhari. The terrorists stormed the village in Katsina state with heavy arms, including AK-47s. Well, that's the way they always do it. They have a lot of arms and bullets. And there, 6 people were shot dead and 10 injured. I mean, when we talk about a lot of these areas, and this is Nigeria, well, you get into Nigeria, even Kenya, Eritrea, Pakistan, India. I mean, the list could go on. And they're all like this. There's only one main group running around slaughtering people, especially Christians. Their goal is to kill the Christians, and that is Islam. That's the religion. You're not finding Christians going around killing Muslims or doing anything like that. You're finding Muslims. And there's Muslims in America that want to do the same thing to America as what we're reading right here. And as you get closer to the coming of the Antichrist, or you can call him the Dark One, you can call him the Son of Perdition, but see, there is someone called the Mahdi that the Muslims look to. This is just one group that looks to the Mahdi, and others look to build, a regular Islamic state and government that'll be global. So, this ain't going to go away anytime soon. And you also have radical Hindus in India. And, you've got a lot of different groups. But the one group that stands out that gets murdered more often than any other group in this world is Christians. Period. Now, you could also say, except for when you have like World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War, the Korean War, etc. But make no mistake about it, in these end of days, the fact that the Muslims go on an open policy of jihad, and they want to kill 2 people, they want to kill Christians and Jews. And that's the way it is. And for the liberals who don't understand this, well, if you become a Christian, you will understand it. But as long as you're a standoffish liberal with your head up your hindquarters, not understanding what's going on, and you pout every time someone doesn't like what you do, then you're never going to understand this. Because believe me, if you're pouting today, if you're deluded today, it's going to get worse. The only way to be delivered and get out of your delusion and being blinded is to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, Yahshua, because there is a blindness that's happened to you and to many others. Yeah, you may not like it, but that's the way it is. And if you don't want to come to Christendom, you will regret it, because you will be a believer. Even though when you find that out, you'll be in eternity in the pit of hell. And you will find out that Islam or Hinduism did not save your soul. There's only one Savior between God and man, and that is Christ Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, our Lord. And you can stake your life on it. Now, we're going to the next one. You know, you go through this, it's just, you know, we never get to the end.
Of all the stories, no, and they're all gut-wrenching.
You know, I'm chuckling, but it's sad. It's just like, you know, come on, we've read this before. Come on, we've done this. Haven't you had enough? Aren't you tired of the blood? Aren't you sick of killing people? And the only answer I can come up with is no, they're not sick of it. They're not tired of it. I seen a film that was taken, and these Muslims didn't realize they were on film. But there was about four or five of them gathered, and they were playing a little game, choosing who was going to go be a suicide bomber in Israel. And this one guy won, and you would have thought he won $1 million. See, because they teach that if you die while committing jihad, you're going to go into paradise and have 70 virgins and all the other stuff. So he was just absolutely beside himself that he had won. And they were congratulating him and helping him to get ready. You know, this is what we call blindness. And this is the end days. And one thing when the Lord talks about the end of days, he says this in the Gospels, Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21. And one of the first things he says is, be not deceived. People are deceived. So we're talking about ISIS. And we covered ISIS. I covered them, and we had shows on it when ISIS went through Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. In the town of Karagosh in Iraq, Bashar once thrived with his family at home. He owned a humble mini market, and life was simple. Until, of course, ISIS terror pierced through their peaceful neighborhood. I hurried to the house and left the market open. I was worried about my daughters and my wife, and they were the only thing on my mind. Bashar gathered his family and headed toward refuge in Erbil. You know, this is gut-wrenching.
It is.
We arrived at a relative's house, and the situation was difficult because there were two families already there, and with the homeowner, we became four families. It was very embarrassing for us, Bashar recounted. Months turned into years of displacement. The resilience of Bashar's spirit was tested as he sought employment to sustain his family. I was always thinking about what would happen to us, how this nightmare would end. Every day I saw sadness and despair on my daughter's faces. When liberation finally came in 2017, they returned to Karagosh, and they faced the desolation of their ravaged home and looted market. Selling his car, he furnished their home and resurrected his mini market from the ashes. It was a humble beginning, but it was theirs. My market used to be cold in the summer and not warm in the winter, but because of the split that I have, it was broken for a year, but now I have a split with heating and cooling option. I can't believe it. Jesus gave me what I needed. With the help from ICC, International Christian Concern, through the support of people, even like Tower and I and others, because International Christian Concern is a good organization, and we help support them. Your help to me, and this is Bashar saying this, has awakened me to the hope of life that I lost a long time ago. Fridges filled with water, juices, and Pepsi adorned his shop. Freezers brimmed with meat and chicken, inviting customers with their promise of freshness. He recalled the night that he bought the new equipment for his market, saying, "I was telling my daughters, everything will be better from now on. Don't be worried, for God is with us."
Amen.
And they were telling me, "Daddy, Jesus loves you and he loves us." Doesn't it make you feel good?
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
"Now my livelihood will improve. My income will enhance because I have refrigerators and freezers," he rejoiced. "I'll be able to provide for my wife's treatment after being diagnosed with bone cancer. And now you have lifted some of the expenses off my shoulders. God bless you." Now see, that's a typical testimony. And we read these on and off. And so I'm reminding you today to go to International Christian Concern. Their website is persecution.org. That's persecution.org, and you can donate something to help persecuted Christians. And they do other things too. And we have a full list of organizations that we support, that we say are good organizations, that we believe that they're good and solid. So, if you have any questions, go by our websites at warren-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com and send us an email asking whatever you need. That's good.
Yes, it is. I pray that God will heal his wife of the bone cancer and restore them completely.
Yep. Are you ready?
Yes. "America, is revival here?" And this comes to us from CBN.com. "Revival is here. Hundreds turn to Jesus at number 2 U.S. Party School and get baptized in fountain." New York Times best-selling Christian author and founder of IF Gathering, Jenny Allen, is reporting once again that the Spirit of God is moving in the hearts of thousands of college students, this time at Florida State University in Tallahassee. In a post to Instagram and Facebook on Friday, she shared a photo of a student who had been baptized in the university's Westcott Fountain on Thursday night. "It's happening again. Florida State University baptism. Hundreds, maybe 1,000 students came forward to trust Jesus. We can't explain what's happening apart from the Spirit," she wrote. In a second post, Allen shared a video showing hundreds of Florida State University students gathered around the fountain, singing and praising God. 4,500 Florida State University, one of the biggest schools in the nation, the students confessed struggles and sins. Hundreds came forward to trust Christ. "And this is them singing and dancing as they head to spontaneous baptism," she wrote in text over the video of the students. Along with the video clip, she explained, "God keeps doing it. They confess their sins. They came forward in droves tonight to trust Jesus. We've baptized hundreds in a fountain usually used for partying and worse. And it's all just the beginning. It literally is everywhere I go right now. Revival is here and there is no explaining it when it's God. FSU is reportedly the top party school in the state and is the second biggest so-called party school in the country, according to the website Niche, that has more than 500,000 reviews submitted by college and university students in the U.S. And if you would like to read more on this story, go to www.cbn.com. Well, that's amazing. I'm glad to see these young people coming to the Lord, Dana.
Yeah, you've seen a lot of that. Now with Franklin Graham doing the border tour, He's had tremendous results down there, people coming to the Lord, and that's what we need. If we're going to turn this nation around, we need people's hearts changed through Christ. And that's the only hope this nation has. And God can do it. And
yes,
so, people, I urge you, if you love America, love this country, and love the people, you know, in the name of Christ, let's pray that God will send greater revival and the hatred will be turned away and all the wickedness will be extinguished through the Spirit of God and the presence of the Lord. So, now next we're in Eritrea. You know, there's so many of these places. And, you know, the thing here is the leadership. Isaias Afwerki. He maintains nearly sole power over Eritrea. It's in the Horn of Africa. And he took it over in 1991. And before that, there was a 30-year war for independence from Ethiopia. Can you imagine fighting for 30 years?
Oh, my goodness. No.
Now, Isaias said, his name is Isaias. It's a kind of plural. But it's not anything personal. I will stay as long as it takes. That's not my choice. That's not my preference. It has to be decided based on the situation on the ground. I will not be scared by someone coming, telling me, well, you have to go. We have to find a change. I'm not a fool. And so, religious oppression, suppression, arbitrary arrests, human rights abuses, and they call this guy a ruthless dictator. And one of the reasons they all become ruthless is because nothing else helps. They think they have to become that. But they restricted religious practice. And they appointed religious leaders in 2021. And so they end up having systemic persecution, arbitrary detention, that's kind of like what they did to the J6ers, torture and inhumane treatment of religious minorities, dissenters constitute crimes against humanity that demands international attention and action. And we've had been doing stories on Eritrea for a long time. And so that it just, they said one time that in 1991, they had initially began leading the country towards independence and democracy. That's what he began with. But it became increasingly repressive. And Afwerki himself became paranoid about losing authority and restricted all activities that could threaten his ultimate authority in Eritrea, including religion. So that doesn't surprise me. And he directly appointed the heads of both the Sunni Muslim community and the Eritrean Orthodox Church. And so then the government exerts influence over and manipulates the religious institutions. That's the way it goes in a lot of places.
Yes.
So,
unfortunately.
I mean, you know, you look at this thing, who would want to? The world needs to wake up to the atrocities taking place in Eritrea today. Not only are Christians imprisoned, tortured, and killed, but the everyday person lives under the oppression of an authoritative, I don't know why I can't say that tonight, regime and dictated by Isaiah Saferwerke. Yeah, that's...
A ruthless leader with a totalitarian agenda.
You know, why doesn't that sound...
You know, this is horrible. The individuals that dare cross the government are swiftly arrested, with many Christians and other persons of conscience thrown in prison for standing by their faith in the face of government persecution.
Yeah.
There they face gross violations of their human rights, with survivors of these prisons reporting regular beatings, severe torture, and degrading conditions in the overcrowded facilities.
Yep. And that happens when they go this route.
And they said that Eritrea is the most closed country in Africa.
Yeah, I would believe that. Yes. Yeah. So, are you ready? You got about 5-6 minutes.
For what?
For your next one.
Well, you haven't done Sudanese yet.
I haven't done what?
Sudanese Christian refugees.
Oh, yeah, there's that one. Well, it looks like we're not going to have time. So, Sudanese refugees. Sudan has been a problem for a lot of years. Absolutely a problem. And I remember in the late 90s when the Lord spoke to me about Sudan. And it's never changed. So, they're in dire need of safety and help. Now, that's not new. And the project partner, the one that helps out in this, is in Egypt. And Egyptian churches who are faithful are caring for the influx of Sudanese Christians who come to Egypt because of the conflict, the raging through the Khartoum, Darfur area, and beyond. Thousands of Sudanese since April of 2023 have been injured or killed. Hundreds of thousands have been forced to flee to neighboring countries. And Christians, of course, are a small minority in Sudan, and they've endured severe persecution. Mm-hmm. Well, I, you know, offhand, you know, when the Lord spoke to me about him in the late 90s. And so what they're asking for is help Sudanese Christians resettle in Egypt, and that's not an easy way. Egyptian believers in their churches, themselves poor, desperately want to help these Christian refugees with everything, from basic needs to providing the stability with housing, work, health care, and education. We have opened our doors to Sudanese Christians who have arrived in Egypt. Barnabas has been helping 800 Sudanese, and this is from Barnabas Aid. So you can go to barnabasaid.org to make a gift, and be sure to specify 48-485, Relief and Aid in Sudan, and for Sudanese refugees. That is to 48-485, Relief in Sudan, and you go to barnabasaid.org. And by the way, I want to say, when we tell you about this, we do this free. None of these organizations pay us. This is something we do as a ministry. So, you know, we're not getting extra money here. We don't want money. We don't want nothing. We're doing this for the church. So we want these people helped. So that's 800 families, Sudanese families that Barnabas has been helping. And so they want you to see if you can help provide clothing, shoes, blankets, towels, rent, health care, and other needs. And so one of the things we do a lot when we give to the most needs needed, unless there's a special request. And they all have a menu type thing that you're able to give. So, you know, tonight we've talked about North Korea. We've talked about American persecution of Christians, Nigeria, Iraq, and ISIS, and America, the revival, Eritrea, Egypt.
Yeah, the Sudanese Christians. Yeah.
So we've had a good amount of this. So don't forget to go to these particular places. This will be posted on our websites, and you can listen again and tell your friends about it. So go to danaglennsmith.com or warn-usa.com. And you will find this posted. It's also will be available on Spreaker and many other areas. So, are you ready to say goodnight?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us whenever you do. It's always a pleasure to have you here. We love you, we pray for you, and we always hope the best for you in Christ Jesus. And please pray for your brothers and sisters around the world, and pray for us as we pray for you. And be safe, and look to the Lord in all your needs, for He is there and He's faithful. And we love you, and have a blessed week. Good night, everybody.
And remember, pick up a copy of my book, The Rising. You can go over to our websites at danaglennsmith.com or warn-usa.com and look for ads there. You can go over to our bookstore over on danaglennsmith.com. Get the book, The Rising. And you'll also find a place to pick up Steal the Darkness as well. Read the books and send us your comments. We look forward to hearing from you. Take care of yourselves and your family. And look to the Lord. Focus on the good things. Don't just focus on the bad things. You know, Scripture even tells us to do that. And help your children. You know, look after your family, because this is stressful on everybody. Especially if you're used to living in an America the way it is. But there's other, you know, the UK, over in Europe, they all are having issues. So make no mistake, these are perilous times, these are tough times. And you're going to need the strength of the Lord. And seek Him, read His Word, and don't give up, don't get discouraged. And remember, you can always come by our website, send us an email, send us a contact, and let us know what's on your mind. And, you know, we'll go from there. So until next time, may the Lord bless and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May His Spirit give you peace and comfort and guidance. May you look to the Lord. May He surround you with peace and love and hope. And may the Lord bless you and keep you, protect you and guide your steps. And from our house and our hearts to you, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Shalom, everybody. Look to the Lord and be safe.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.